Good morning, church. Oh man, why do I mess up with these so much, dude? It's just like it takes a second. Good morning, church. Have you ever had a summer trip that went wrong? I remember I was hanging out with some friends of mine. We were supposed to go on a fishing trip. I had been fishing several times. I consider myself a rather good fisher, especially when it comes to catching bass, which is pretty prevalent in Texas. And so we had set aside this time to go to this obscure pond, and it was several hours away from where we lived, and we were gonna go fishing. And so we pulled up, we parked our cars, and we hopped over this fence. We didn't realize there was a no trespassing sign, and we walked back into the woods, and then we found this pond. And as we're there, we're fishing, we're having a good time, we're laughing, but then all of a sudden we hear a gunshot. And we look around and we don't see anyone wielding a weapon or anything, but then we hear, "What are you doing on my property?" and another gunshot. We didn't know that we were fishing on some privately owned land, and so we quickly scurried and gathered all of our stuff, and we just booked it as fast as we could back to the cars. And I remember getting back into the car as we're panting, realizing that it was a rather serious situation, because in Texas, if you are trespassing, the law says that you have the right to shoot. And so as we're processing what just happened, finally one of us just started laughing because it was crazy. It was crazy. What just had taken place? We just wanted to go fishing. We didn't know all of the circumstances around us. And in these times today, there is a feeling all of us have where we want to come back and worship with one another. We're tired of the distance. We want to spend time with our family, our church family. We want to see their smiles. We want to give them hugs. We want to sing worship songs together. What a wonderful time it will be when we get back together. Israel often found itself in these situations where they'd go into exile. They'd go into exile and it'd be some time, but they always longed to come out of exile and be back with their nation. And in Psalm 126, there's a thanksgiving, a psalm of thanksgiving for a returning from captivity. And it says, "When the Lord brought back the captive ones from Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with joyful shouting. Then they said among the nations, 'The Lord has done great things for them.'" This is a psalm that really paints this beautiful picture of what the celebration will look like when we as a church get to worship together again in our church home. When we get to sing songs and hear the word of God proclaimed boldly, it's going to be fantastic. We are going to be filled with laughter and joyful shouting and songs of praise. And I know that God is bringing us to that point very soon. And so hang in there, church, because that day will be fantastic when we get to worship together. God bless.